Thank you for calling customer service. My name is JT. How may I help you today?
Yes, I called earlier. Apparently, you have issued me a full refund. Is this correct?
May I get your zip code so I can see into your account and see what may have been discussed?
42501.
Thank you, sir. And may I get your first and last name, please?
Jack Henderson.
Thank you, sir. Give me one brief moment while I search for your account. And that was 42501, correct?
42501.
All right, sir. I've located the account. I put it up now and opened up the Jack Henderson account to see the information. To get through the security checkpoint, can you provide the billing address that we have on file for this account, sir?
Yes, it's 1155 Highway 3057, Somerset, Kentucky, 42501.
Thank you for verifying your account with us, sir. I did see here that a full refund has been issued. It was stated that you didn't read the terms and conditions. Customer, you did hang up. There were two attempts to call back, and there was no answer.
Yeah, I didn't read the terms and conditions because I couldn't see them.
Right. Well, both the focus pods have been refunded in full. You can expect that in your bank account in the next 3 to 5 business days, and you can expect a refund email confirmation to be sent to either your main email. If it's not there, check your spam or your junk folder, sir.
Okay. In 3 to 5 days?
Yes, sir. 3 to 5 business days. So it was issued today. So I would say check back maybe at the latest this coming Friday or next Monday, because Saturday and Sunday the banks are closed.
Right. And what's the full refund amount?
For the full refund, you got a $64.97 that was fully refunded and the $69.97 that was fully refunded, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Well, thank you for calling customer service, and you have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you so much.